Hello, everybody, and welcome to So What Happens Next, Small Screens. As always, I am one of your hosts, Thomas.
I'm Amber.
And this week, we are diving headfirst into the new Netflix animated series, the inevitable snorefest that is Dragon's Dogma. Yeah. So you, to lay this all out kind of before we dive into this, you're the one of us who's the big Dragon's Dogma fan, right? It was a video game before there was a television series, correct?
Yep.
Okay. So what about that game, the game, did you really like? What makes you love this game so much? Because I myself have not played that much of it. I played a little bit of it on your recommendation, but you were the one who's... You've played it on multiple systems. You've played multiple characters. Like, if there's one game I've seen you pick up and replay so many times, it's this.
Yes. I think it's the hash and slash type of game where you just kind of, like, it's really simple, like, the mechanics of it and everything, to where you can just, like, go into it and just start playing. Like, you don't have to know a lot in order to do it. And the plot line is actually pretty interesting. So you start off again, like, we're going to talk about it, obviously, pertaining to the Netflix series. But you start off as kind of like this no-name person. And the actual character that you are, like, doesn't talk a whole lot. It's everybody else around you that's kind of like saying things or whatever. And you're doing all of these side quests. And then you have the main quest with the dragon who takes your heart. And you have to, like, build up basically your strength in order to fight the dragon at the very end to kind of, like, earn back your heart. So I always thought that was a really cool, like, idea or whatever. And then also, like, the graphics and the music is actually pretty good. The graphics maybe not so much compared to, like, other games, but at least to me, like, it was pretty cool. Right. And just, I don't know, it's just a really cool game and I liked it a lot.
Yeah. The main reason I ask this is because on your suggestion, we decided to do this show, to watch this show, and I have to say everything you described is everything this show isn't, minus a dragon stealing someone's heart.
Like, yeah, that was like the only similar thing. Yeah.
Everything else, I mean, I assume the world is the same and the...
Yeah, but you didn't, like, even...
You didn't experience any of it.
Yeah.
So let's... Before we get into it all, I would do want to say I still don't understand why you don't like playing something like Skyrim or Legend of Zelda, since a lot of what you described is part of one or both of those games. But I'll digress on that. This show is essentially about a man named Ethan whose family gets killed by this dragon, and the dragon takes his heart, kind of Indiana Jones Temple of Doom style. So, like, the heart's gone, but he's still alive.
Yeah.
And he makes it his goal to kill this dragon as a form of vengeance for the family the dragon took away. And it just kind of follows a very short 7-episode quest of him getting to the dragon and killing the dragon. So... this is where I'll defer to you for my questions when we come to the game. That's the main quest? These 7 episodes encompass what the main quest of this game was? There's not, like, an extra thing somewhere? There's not, like, a
There's
twist?
There's a lot of extra things that they missed.
But, I mean, like, those extra things aren't side quests, right? Like, they're part of the main quest line?
Some of them are side quests. Some of them are part of, like, the... dragon quest.
So there's stuff in this show that they didn't talk about that's part of the dragon quest.
Like, actually, to be honest, you're supposed to be going to the capital. We never go to the capital.
We barely go to a... I don't even know how many
we go to, like, a no-name town or, like, city. And I'm just like, okay, where's Granzy's? Which is like the name of the capital. Uh-huh. And you're actually supposed to meet the Duke because, funny enough, the Duke used to be like Ethan, or like an Arisen is what they're called. And he made a deal with the dragon. So he, instead of slaying the dragon, let's say like Ethan made a deal and was basically like, I won't like slay you or anything, but you have to give me immortality, but in return I give you something. And so he sacrificed his, I guess, beloved, which happened to be the pawn that he had, because every Arisen has a pawn, right? Okay. So he sacrificed his pawn in order to become Duke of this capital, basically. And so you're supposed to basically, throughout the main plot, it kind of results in the Duke's demise. Because the Duke doesn't want you to kill the dragon, because then he loses his immortality or whatever. So
gotcha. See, now that to me sounds like a really fulfilling plot line. Yeah. Like, there's more at stake. You have other antagonists almost who are like helping you, but also they don't want you to succeed because you'll, you know, fuck up their deal. Yeah. But if you don't, there's like something kind of on the table, an alternate option with this Duke, it sounds like. This show was, it was nothing. Yeah. I mean, I felt like we watched all, like by the time we got to episode 7, we were just like, oh, it's done. Like, it's over. How do you make a sequel? Unless you just do it again.
Yeah.
And the plot of this show, unlike the very elaborate thing that Amber like paraphrased, was this guy Ethan goes out to kill a dragon. He gets a pawn, which was like a little too video game for me, I think, for this show. It wasn't like an anime or something like Sword Art Online where you're in a video game, or hell, even Digimon where like you're in a computerized world and there are parts of it that are computerized and you can accept it because it's part of the world you're in. This was like, we are in a fantasy land, but we are following this weird video game mechanic of like NPC helper character, like assist character is this pawn, and they try to play it like she's another race of being, and it doesn't really work. It doesn't really amount to anything.
Not until the very end.
Where she basically isn't a pawn anymore. She's a person who can't die. This show is just so fucking weird. And that's it, though. That's the show. Like, it's so difficult. I know you guys are like, why are you doing an episode on if it's not that much to do? It's like, there's so much to talk about in regards to what this show doesn't do but could do. Mm-hmm. It's literally just this dude goes with his pawn character to kill a dragon. They have a couple little adventures along the way. For some reason, this show's whole shtick is the seven deadly sins, which is just like, where the hell is this coming from?
Yeah, like, that's not part of the game. And but, if they were gonna go with that, then they needed... These episodes were so short to me, and like they didn't even touch upon anything. Like, it was just like, oh, let's just throw a Cyclops in there because it's in the game,
right?
Or let's just throw a Hydra or whatever, right, because it's in the game,
right?
And I'm just like, okay, but where are the other characters? The only ones that you get even close to are like those two guys that are like friends, and they're in the military.
Right. I completely forgot about them.
What's that story?
Rosencrantz and Guildenstern.
Yes,
and
that's
Hamlet.
Exactly what they are.
Until they become main characters in the show for like no reason.
Yeah, and then once they do, it's like they're dead.
And that's like, that was one of the most interesting and fulfilling like plot lines of this whole show, which arguably isn't a hard deal to do. But like their little arc of like they're buds and they're both moral, and then they kind of get tempted by this greed and one of them falls for it and the other one doesn't. They fight, they kill each other, it's over. Like, it was an arc that was fulfilling. Mm-hmm. The arc of Ethan doesn't do shit.
No.
It's just, because I'm Ethan, angry, I kill the dragon.
Yeah. Oh, and he gets worse over time. And I think that's what they were trying to aim for. Like, he becomes the pawn. He becomes very pawn-like, and then the pawn becomes more human. Which doesn't happen in the game. Like,
yeah, this show is trying to do a lot of things. I just don't understand what the idea was, because you're right. That was what it was trying to do, and you don't really see it until the end, because it decides to beat you over the head with it. But up until that point, it's not like it's so subtle you might miss it. It's just like, who cares? The pawn is like very like Vulcan. It's like very Vulcan-like.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I don't have this emotion. I do not understand humans. Like,
which,
oh,
that's exactly what they are like in the game.
And that's fair.
Yeah.
But and then he slowly becomes he doesn't really become like, I don't understand humans. They are illogical, Captain. It's like a fuck humans, man. They're all fucking pieces of shit.
Yeah, it's like Kirk. It's like Kirk does things like without thinking, and that's kind of what he becomes because he's so driven by revenge.
Right.
You know, to kill this dragon, like, he doesn't think about anything else. He doesn't think about, like, the consequences of anything.
Right. And it's, but it just becomes, like,
he's not even prepared.
But he loses his humanity along the way, and yes. They somehow try to parallel that with the pawn, but he doesn't become, like, the pawn. He just becomes kind of a monster.
Yeah, he's, you like, a really shitty person.
And what ends up happening, spoilers for this show, as always, I'll say it as early as I can, 10 minutes in. Ethan becomes the dragon, and it turns out that this dragon's thing, the dragon is like a curse. It's like a werewolf. It's like the dragon has to take someone's heart, that person, who is now called an Arisen, which just seems like a really shitty title because it sort of seems like a shitty situation. The Arisen then has to go kill the dragon, and this was the dumbest fucking part to me. Depending on the purposes that the man, or I guess woman, has for killing the dragon will determine whether or not they become the next dragon to continue the cycle. So the fucking dragon is like, because you killed me and you were angry when you killed me, sorry, bucko, you're the fucking dragon. And it's like, by this point, we've seen Ethan kind of do this freaky berserker thing a couple times.
Yeah.
Where he just sort of goes crazy and beats the shit out of someone. He does it, beats the shit out of the dragon, and, like, eats his heart back or something. The dragon, like, disappears or whatever, and Ethan slowly becomes a dragon. Tries to get the pawn to kill him. The pawn fucking doesn't because reasons.
It's like a fucking Wendigo.
Oh, my God. It's a fucking nightmare. And it's just, like, this story would have had such more, like, so much more depth if, like, they figured that out. Before, like, if you're going to do a one-off series, as I imagine this will inevitably be, have your character, like, figure out the real gist of the curse. Because everyone's like, oh shit, you're Arisen. Like, that's a big, you fuck a big deal. You cool, man. It's like, actually, being an Arisen sort of seems to suck. Like, I don't see any benefit to being an Arisen besides the Berserker mode, but it's Berserker mode, so you're not really controlling it. But everyone seems to act like he's hot shit because he's an Arisen. It's like in Skyrim, you become the Dragonborn. There's really no downside to it. You actually have this super cool beastly power. But like, and everyone goes, oh man, you're the Dragonborn. And it's like, okay, this is fair, valid. I have an ability that you guys lack. And there's not really much downside except for the fact that dragons want to kill me. But I can fight them. This dude's like, I have no heart. I have an uncontrollable rage that potentially allows me and makes me kill people I may or may not care about, or at least who are innocent. And I'm steadily losing my humanity as a result of all this. That's it. There's nothing special. There's nothing beneficial. It seems better to be the fucking pawn than to be Ethan.
Mm-hmm.
But everyone's acting like he's some... And I hear this. I've seen this when I've watched you play the game a couple times. Everyone's like, Arisen. Like, the Arisen has come. It's like a big deal to be the Arisen.
Yeah.
Does the game have some kind of mechanic that actually makes it beneficial in the story to be an Arisen? Or is it like the show? Like, is the being the Arisen actually some kind of good thing?
It depends. Like, for some people, I wouldn't say it's, like, a good thing, but it's, like, a known thing, at least. Like, the pawns, the Arisen, like, that's a known thing because it's happened before. There are actually, like, several characters that used to be, like, an Arisen.
Yeah, this show makes it seem like that.
Yeah, and it makes it seem like he's like, yeah, like not enough people know about it. But there are like prophecies and shit. And so one of the prophecies is like, it'll bring about the end of the world, which is where you get that weird cult that you have to defeat like towards the end of the game. And then you have another that's just like, oh, this means like he will slay the dragon or some shit.
Right.
So it's just...
Again, Skyrim did the same thing. I'm not sure, you know, guys listening, I'm not sure which came first, Skyrim or Dragon's Dogma. I would hazard they came out pretty concurrently, but I believe there are similar things, like people believe.
And as an Arisen, you're capable of certain things that like regular humans are not capable of.
See, and this is what I'm
talking
about.
Like, you get your pawns. No other person gets pawns. It's only you.
Okay.
They only serve an Arisen.
Right. So this is the kind of stuff I'm talking about, is you have access to an ability otherwise, you know, inaccessible to regular people. This show doesn't really provide that. The pawn just appears.
Yeah.
And it's like, I follow you around because you're in a residence. It's like, oh, cool. There's no indication that this is because there are other ones and there's more pawns. Because I know in the game you get more than one pawn, which doesn't happen in this.
Yeah, you get like 3 pawns.
Right. Which
like, is, you get like a whole team.
Which is fine to not have in your in your show because, but again, we only get one pawn mechanic.
And she ends up being a fighter. I'm like, what about the magicians? What about, you know,
the other classes?
Yeah, the other classes.
And I mean, fair enough, because I don't think we see like...
And she does most of the work. And Ethan, I don't know, he never seems to build up his level. You know, you have like different levels, you get to a certain level and you're like a fucking master. Yeah. You're like a beast. He never gets that point, like, until he goes berserker, and it was driving me fucking insane because he's just going out there like swinging his sword at who knows what,
right?
And then you have his pawn who's like doing all of the work, and I'm just like...
And that's the thing I kind of didn't understand about that. I think that,
like, really, I guess his character was super unlikable.
I think the thing, well, I absolutely agree. Yeah. His character was incredibly unlikable, and I understand that the point was to make him become unlikable so that when he becomes the dragon, it's like, oh my god, he deserves it. But the show didn't start him out being likable. It started out him just being neutral, and then he gets worse. And I'm like, that's not doing anything.
But also unliked by the townspeople.
Yeah, they already didn't like him, and the only view we get of Ethan is this kid who he's sort of adopted, his wife, and then the townspeople. And it's the townspeople like, oh, he's weird. He's weird and strange. And he's strange because his mom sacrificed herself so that he could live on a boat or something like that. And it's just like, oh, he's weird because he came back and his mom was dead. And it's like, are you insinuating that he ate her? Or that she was like a, you know, did the motherly thing and sacrificed herself for a child? Like, I don't understand. Why is he weird for this occurrence? Like, he survived. If anything, feel some pity for him. But the thing is, he just doesn't even... there's nothing... There's no growth. And as you put it, there's no leveling up in this show. Ethan goes out on the quest, and it's not like Dragon Ball, where Goku goes out to find the Dragon Balls. And in the process, he becomes stronger. Like, he faces people he can't beat. And then he gets trained by people who are stronger than him. He gets to their level and surpasses them. And, you know, there is a steady build to the character because they're not just growing, like, strength-wise, but they're gaining friends. They're getting a reason to be a better person. And all the while, there are a very strict code of, like, I am this person. Like, and again, to use the Dragon Ball metaphor, like, he believes in what is right, not just, like, what you're told to do or whatever. So he does the thing that's best for people and his friends and stuff. This show doesn't do any of that. It doesn't, the character never grows. He doesn't have any kind of like baseline moral code. He's just gotta go kill a dragon because he killed my family. Okay, but like, what do you believe in? What? And it's just, I got this one set of armor. I don't need to, I am a fisherman or something. He's a hunter. They're like, he's weird because he hunts and doesn't fish. And in this village, we fucking fish. And I'm like, what the fuck? What the fuck kind of reason to hate somebody is that? It's like, oh, I have an alternate means of acquiring food besides fish. Maybe today I'll have a rabbit instead of a fucking trout. And that's why he's weird? But yeah. No, he's a fucking beastly, like you said, he can, like, he just goes with his sword and starts fucking shit up. And he doesn't lose. There's not, like, an arc in here where he loses a fight and has to overcome something. He's just... Will I keep beating them up long enough for my pawn to come in with explosion arrows at the end of the fight to finish it for me?
I think back to other shows, other anime shows, like Castlevania.
And that's where let's go there.
And because it was for me because I didn't want to like compare it to Castlevania because it's different.
Yeah.
But then again, it's like you can go, like we watched Castlevania and it has a definitive plot. At least for the first season. It's like, oh, yeah. Dracula, they killed his wife. Now he's fucking pissed off.
Right.
Now he's like rampaging and, you know, and you have like these three characters that are basically going to take him down. One being his son. And I'm just like, that all, like, obviously didn't come from the video game. At least I don't believe it did. I mean...
The main character did, but I feel like the others... I feel like Dracula's son maybe was from it too. I haven't played Castlevania in
but
like
the plot
years,
wasn't so that remember. Like
Well, the plot, it had the wiggle room there, you know?
Like, exactly, and what they did with it, that's what made it, like, great.
Right, but, like, think about what I just described. Like, so for those of you who have not watched Dragon's Dogma, or maybe have only, or haven't watched Castlevania, you know, you might have come to the wrong episode, I'm sorry. But if you've watched either of these, the same studio did Dragon's Dogma that did Castlevania. And I think on, like, as like a side note, I think the animation in Castlevania is vastly superior to Dragon's Dogma. Dragon's Dogma is all that kind of 3D. It's really cheap. Yeah, it feels kind of lazy. Not a lot of detail, and just it's tough to watch.
Yeah, it definitely felt lazy. Like, they put more effort into Castle. If what you say is true, where it was done at the same studio that did Castlevania, then I'm just kind of like, why didn't they just kind of copy and paste? Like, yeah, the stories are different, but there is a way to get the story out, even if you only have 7 episodes. Like, there were so many things that they could have done, and they just decided not to do it, because why? And that's what confuses me, because there's so many things you could have done with it, even within like 7 episodes, where it you know, you don't get a lot of runtime, but if each episode is like an hour, because I bet they could have done that, but instead they made it like these freaking shorts.
And well, that was the thing that bothered me, was it wasn't even like, with the exception of the one, well, there's like 2 arcs maybe. So the one with that wife that wants to fuck Ethan constantly.
I know.
Really weird. Really just uncomfortable.
I think they could have just gotten rid of her, to be honest.
Like, but the problem is, that's the arc. She was the arc, because her husband was like the one overcoming this. And then at the end, there's the end of that episode. And then those 2 guys we mentioned before, they're guards who come up later. Their arc kind of continues into the greed episode, where they fight each other. Those 2 episodes are really the only episodes with like an arc. Even the one with all the drug addicts didn't have an arc. Like, everyone either just died before they got a chance to do anything, or it was just like, oh, well, they're just going to go back to doing drugs. Oh, well, it's like, that's it. You can have, and I think you're right, like, you need to make the episode maybe a little longer, but, like, you can have a single episode arc where, like, our main characters are kind of facilitating it for the newly introduced ones.
Like, you can still, again, you can still have that main plot.
Right.
But each episode might be a side quest. They do it for all kinds of shows. They do it for, like, Fringe. Like, you still have that main plot, but in the beginning, at least, you have a lot of side quests, so to speak, or whatever.
Right.
Or, you know, really cool things that, like, happen, but it's just for that episode. And then maybe a little thing at the end that's like, oh, wow, this actually ties into, like, the entire plot. So they could have done stuff like that, and I bet it would have worked. But I'm looking at this now, and I'm just like, man, this, like, really, this is, like,
it doesn't.
They totally botched it.
It's like, imagine if you were watching, so, like, you have your characters who are supposed to facilitate these one-off characters' little arc or story, and instead of watching those characters through the main character's sort of eyes, you're just watching the main characters watch these other people. You're like a third person just watching it happen, and they don't care. Like, the whole time, Ethan's like, I don't give a shit. And then the pawn's like, I'm incapable of giving a shit. So you have 2 characters with no emotional, like, anything for the first half of this show. To where they're just like, I don't give a shit about these people. I'm just here because, like, they're in my way and I need this to happen. And it's like, they never change from that. They never decide, I'm going to help people now. Or even, I'm going to fucking kill people now. It's just like, I am here. This needs to be an op. It's very like a video game. It is like the characters were written based on someone playing the game who's like, oh, the quest is to go save this town of drug dealers or drug addicts or both. I will go do that now because I need to do it in order to progress the plot of the game. Like, that's the drive. There's no, like, oh man, this is terrible. There's no, like, moral quandary of I should help these people who are addicted to drugs. It's, I need to get to the other side of this mountain. This is the fastest way. And then there's drug addicts in the way. How can I get away from them? I'll just leave. And they literally do, until an issue arises because they literally just left.
Mm-hmm.
This whole show is just like, it's just like you said, they could have really gotten takes from Castlevania, because like you point out, you have 3 kind of main characters, right? In Castlevania, you had our main character, who's sort of that, like, Han Solo-esque kind of rogue, who is, like, the bounty hunter, who's like, I got the heart of gold, but I don't show it. Then you have, like, the kind of priestess character, who she's, like, the mage, and she has this very strict moral code, whereas his is kind of, like, there's a line that he won't cross, but everything else is kind of flexible. And then you have Dracula's son, which is like this whole other character who just has everything going which way. Like, I'm a vampire, but I hate my father, and I don't, and I'm like part human, and I don't want to kill humans, and I want to stop him and help you and all this other shit. And it's just like, even into season two, these things kind of come up as like moral quandaries for these characters. This show doesn't do any of that. It has two characters that do nothing, that basically say, I have no emotion. Let's get on with the show for 7 episodes straight. And then somehow at the end, it's like the dragon is like, gotcha, bitch. You were angry when you killed me. Zip, zap, zow. You're a dragon now. And it's like, what? Well, now I just don't care about any of it. All in all, I have to say Dragon's Dogma just wasn't... It just wasn't the show I was kind of hoping it was. And it makes me upset because, like, from what you've described today about the video game, there's so much this show. Like, just from everything you've told me before we watched it, after we watched it, and right here at the table right now, there's so much that this show could have been, to where I was getting excited because you, Amber here, was super excited about this show. She's like, oh my God, Dragon's Dogma's out. We gotta watch it. Like, okay, cool. Let's do this. Because I'm thinking, it's going to be kind of a Skyrim-esque fantasy. We're going to be going and we're going to see all this shit. And it's like, oh, 7 episodes. Oh, they all have titles of the 7 deadly sins. Oh, boy, are there only 7? Oh, there's only 7. Oh, they killed the dragon. Well, what? How do you make a season 2? Like, do you just repeat with Ethan? Like, it just seems like the whole... At best, this was a setup for the good season 2.
I know. And I think what they were trying to do is steer away from, which I don't understand why, right, but steer away from, like, the game, like, the plot of the game.
Which is, I don't get, because it's not like Capcom's not credited. Maybe they just thought,
oh, because, like, there is a lot of, like, cutscenes in there or whatever.
That the cutscenes are the show!
Exactly!
That's the fucking show! Like...
But I don't see why it would have been so bad. Like, it's not really copying, because you still have to create a character. You still have to... Whereas in a game, you can get away with that stuff. Like, you don't have to create a name for a person. It's like Journey. You don't have to create, like, any, like, type of... Mm-hmm.
You just go out and do the thing.
Yeah, you just go out and do the thing. Well, there's also
the customizable component, right?
Like, because in people's head, they make up their own mind about what's going on or whatever. Right, right. Who... Because you create your own character, right? So you perceive the character how you want them to be perceived.
Yeah, you think this would be like a sandbox for these guys. Like, this would be such an easy, like, okay, in the game, you make a character, again, kind of like Skyrim, where you go out and you go do this quest. And it's just, your name is filled into the boxes in the game where a name's supposed to be. Mm-hmm. Right there, you have... open floor to make whatever the fuck character from whoever. It can be a purple lady, it could be a, you know, green man, it doesn't matter. Like, you can have whatever character you want in your show as your main character.
It would have been really interesting if it was like a female Risen.
It would have been really interesting. Yeah. Like, I was kind of wondering, how are we going to deal with this? And I was like, oh, okay, it's just some knight dude, got the female pawn, and then, you know, whatever, okay. It hit story beats that, like, those sort of, you know, tirelessly used, I could get over, personally, because it's just like, whatever, like, it, fine, you did that, it's not unexpected. But it just didn't do anything great with any of the characters, you know? By the end, you have this pawn, which seems kind of bad, in my opinion, of, like, this pawn who we've laid out has no purpose but to serve an Arisen. And then at the end, it's almost like Terminator Dark Fate, because it's like, I have learned how to have a conscience as close as a Terminator can have. And she's the same way. It's like, I have learned to have an emotions as close to a pawn as, or as close as a pawn can have emotions. And it's like, you have emotions and you care about things. You have nothing tying you down because the Arisen's over, he's a dragon now. oh, by the way, you're fucking immortal. Like, you cannot die. This character is but just the thing is, it's nonsense.
At some point, there's going to be another one. Another Risen, I'm assuming.
Right. I mean, that's the only way I could see this being a season two, right?
Yeah.
Is Ethan is the bad guy, goes and makes a new Arisen.
And again, like you said, that's where we get the actual good second season. But even then, I'm just like, why didn't you just do that with the first one?
You could have made a slightly longer season where Ethan, or whatever character it ends up being, learns the things. Because this would be my prediction for the probably not going to happen season two, is Ethan creates a new Arisen. New Arisen meets, it's just like, it's fucking Terminator Dark Fate, okay? It's Terminator Dark fucking Fate. Is new Arisen's like, what? I'm an Arisen. And then like Apon joins him. And it's like, I'm here to help you. Episode one, episode two happen where they fighting guys, kind of going town to town. And then pow. Hannah, was that what they called her?
Yeah, Hannah.
The Apon from the first season is like, come with me if you want to. No, that's not what they said. They said, come with me if you want to learn about all the intricate plot lines of this story. She tells him how the dragon shit. And it's like, you can't kill the dragon with revenge. That's the only way to stop it. She then is not the main character, but kind of the guide character who's guiding our main character to go figure out how the shit to stop the dragon from killing people, to take the dragon out, because he's the only one who can, or she's the only one who can, or whoever. But at the same time, not do it in a vengeance or wrath or whatever the hell he said can't do it as. Because then...
Pride.
And then you become the dragon. So it's like, how do we handle this? And that's like an actually interesting deal, because you have to figure out what do you need to have driving you to kill this dragon? There's an emotional, character-driven plotline. On top of your fantasy, we gotta slay a dragon shit. This had none of that. You don't know any of it's there until it's over. And as a whole setup, it just seems kind of silly. Like, if that's seriously what they were going for, is season one's gonna be a setup for the better season two, consider your show DOA, man. I have no desire to see a season two unless it's something like that.
Yeah.
And if it's just, let's repeat and hope it comes out better, fuck off. Like, I'll give you two or three episodes in before I start jumping ship. Like, it's just not... It's nothing grand to me. But, you know, my experience, as we've kind of talked about, has been pretty much this show, and I think I started a Game of Dragons Dogma and just never got around to finishing it. So, I'm going to look at you here, Amber. First off, I'd like to hear, like, what would you have personally changed based on your experience with the game? How would you have written season one of Dragon's Dogma? You don't have to go in like super depth, but what is your like kind of overarching plot? What is your character's sort of experiencing? Just based on what you've played, like how would this show look different for you? And let's say you only have 7 episodes to do it.
I think I would have not ended with like killing the dragon or even meeting the dragon.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would have been better if we had, or if they had, I guess, had ended it on like a major like stopping point or whatever you want to call it. So you have, okay, let's say we keep Ethan, Ethan. Yeah, yeah. So have this kind of, I would have rather him be like a no-name person, which is what you are like in the game, right?
Right.
And the actual character in the game doesn't talk a lot, which I kind of find interesting, to be honest. So kind of have this like Ryan Gosling persona from like Drive.
Right.
So someone who's like observing, mm-hmm. and maybe like talks a little bit, but actually is a pretty like silent character. So you're kind of like this no-name person or whatever that knows like a couple of people from your village. And then you get your heart taken by the dragon and you go through all of that. And I think like, it would have been great if you could have seen them like progress from their small village to like the capital, let's say,
right.
And having people along the way kind of filling them in on what's been going on, because that's what happens throughout the game. They're like, oh, because of the dragon coming back and because of you, basically all this shit has been happening where we're now getting monsters on the roads. They're not safe. It's not safe to go out at night anymore, blah, blah, blah. But like, throughout your travels, you're actually helping people out. And word is getting out that, hey, like, you're a thing and you're actually helping people. Because that's what the game is about. Like, you're helping people, even though you kind of caused this, like, all of this to happen or whatever. Which is not your fault, but because, like, you got your heart taken and the dragon is back, like, you're getting all of these, like, weird creatures and stuff like that that regular people are not capable of, like, defeating.
Right.
So, and even, like, the army, they have, like, such a hard time, like, taking down a griffin.
Right.
So, I think it would have been great if you maybe got to, like, the capital, and that's where we kind of ended things, to where okay. you, like, meet the Duke or something. I don't know.
Right.
So, that's what I would have probably changed.
So, you would have basically kind of used season one as your world-building season.
Yes.
With the goal of, like, let's get to the capital, maybe to have to get some help to kill us. Because that is something that was a big complaint of mine watching this, was this one guy is going to take down this giant dragon. And at no point is he trying to find a weapon to do that or something special. And that's what
you need. You need, like, weapons. You need
armor. He just has a sword.
Yeah, he just has a sword with, like, some armor. And it's like, by the end of the game, I'm wearing a fucking, like, griffin, like, suit. So, it would have been great if they could have built upon that to where you're getting, like, this really cool, like, shit or whatever.
Right. Well, again, Castlevania did that, right? Like, he gets the whip from Castlevania that blows shit up. Like, we actually do have this kind of getting the fancy drops and shit. And this show, it just... That's what kind of baffled me too, was like they start out where they're like, we're gonna raid this barracks and we're gonna start with this shit.
Or you could have just ended on the halfway point to where in the game there's like a bunch of stuff that happens, but there's this like one point in the game where you kind of like you are getting towards the end basically, but before that happens, shit goes to hell.
Right.
Like
there's a clear midpoint in the game where it's like a huge falling action.
Yep.
Where you're like, okay, now I have to deal with this before I finish the dragon thing.
Yeah.
And that would have been fine. I mean, I think making the goal
and
of
I
this
think that's
show,
like the downfall of the actual kingdom. So like the capital and stuff. So I'm like, fair. That would have been great because you're not only dealing with the dragon, but you're dealing with the actual world.
Right.
And like the people in it and stuff like that. Because it's more than just the dragon like that the game points out. It's like what's going on with like the people and like the corruption and stuff like that too. Right.
Which this seemed to try to do, but it didn't. Yeah. I didn't care because it wasn't on a scale that affected anyone. It was just like this village is being led by a really greedy man.
Exactly.
Ooh, ogre fight over, or cyclops. Fight over. And I think I kind of like where you're going with this. Like, build your world out, flesh all these things kind of in the world out, while also giving them a goal, which in this case is like, let's get to the capital, because that was something that drove me nuts, was like, they raid this barracks, they get this like tier one armor and sword, and that's it for the rest. There's no like, I stumbled upon a better sword. Shit, even the hobbit stumbles upon better shit in the troll cave. It's like, this show was like, all right, I'm going to kill this dragon. It's like, there's no question of like, how do you plan to do this?
Exactly.
The pawn is like, okay, that's what we got to do. And it's just like, but it's a dragon. Like, you have armies of people going after it.
And this dragon is pretty, like, up there compared to, like, other things
that
you...
This is, like, top-tier head boss of the game.
And if you can't even take down, like, a cyclops or a griffin, like, you got a problem. Because you have to, you know, defeat certain things that are at different hardness levels.
Yeah, they're, like, different difficulties.
Yeah, difficulties.
You can't. They don't beat the griffin in this show. They
and
do
a dragon
fight
is like, it's...
It feels like they only kill the dragon because the dragon wants to die.
Exactly. Like, the dragon wasn't even fighting, like, that hard.
It was kind of like...
Because it knew what was going to happen.
It's like if you went in, it's like, oh, about to hit the boss, and let me change the difficulty settings. All right, let's see. Normal? No. Easy. Yeah. Like, and then you go in, the dragon's like, I will defeat you. Oh, I'm dead. And it's over.
That scene is like that was so underwhelming.
The longest fucking death ever, too. Because he's
yeah,
like,
it was so
you literally
underwhelming.
Ripped my heart out. Now let me explain everything to you. Exposition exactly. dump. And it's like, and that's not even
how it goes down. That is probably one of the best scenes in the game.
When you kill the dragon?
Yes. Yeah. Because you're taken to four different locations.
Right.
The first one, you go to the castle where it's actually at. Then you end up flying on its back and you go to a different location. It's just like, that's what I guess, had in mind for right. that, like, final episode. I'm just like, really? You just stabbed him? Like, that was it?
I was kind of, again, I'm not
this
as
well
this
is a dragon versed. We're talking about. This isn't like a fucking
but like the thing
goblin
I was
some
kind
shit.
Of like, so I'm not as well versed as you in this whole like mythology, but when it came to the final bit, I'm like, okay, he can't kill the dragon. Dragon's gonna kick his ass.
Yeah.
And it's gonna be like, for some reason the dragon can't kill him, for like, if I kill you, I kill myself or some shit because I took your heart, whatever. So the dragon like beats the shit out of him, leaves. And it's like, better luck next time, bucko. Gets out of there. So then like your season two is, you had your humbling moment in season one. And it could really redeem itself there. It's like, you had your humbling moment. You're not this, you can't be this angry badass with a sword who wants to just go kill a dragon. Because like, how the fuck, clearly that didn't work. You need to figure out a game plan here. And then season two ensues of like, let's find that weapon. Let's find that help. Let's figure this shit out. And then we'll go kill the dragon at the end of that, or season three or whatever. And it's just like, you're not doing that. Instead, you have him kill the dragon. The dragon's like, joke's on you. I wanted to die. I got you, bitch. And it's like, well, why did I care about this? Like, why did I wait through all this other shit when I could just skip to the end? And it really wouldn't have made a difference. All of this stuff being said, though, I am so curious. What is your rating on this show? And do you suggest people watch it?
Oof, it's got to be pretty low because I was
standard
pretty
out of
mad.
10, so. Because I know you're mad. That's why I want to hear yours.
It's like a 2 out of 10.
Like 2 out of 10? Would you suggest people watch this show?
No. I don't even know how it got like a 60% because to me, I'm just like, that's like you never played the game.
Well, I wouldn't expect critics to play this game. I mean, I've never played this game. Really beyond the
but
limited
it was really
like I started
bad.
It.
It was, I was really hopeful, but after watching it, I was like, wow, that was like a turd. Like, compared to other, again, anime shows.
Well, I mean, other anime shows from Netflix are infinitely better than this. Yeah. I mean, oh my God.
After, like, that cover of video right. game, it's like they are way better.
Oh, yeah. I mean, shit, not even a video game. Like, I would rather
maybe
watch
because
that.
Because of that, like, my expectations are high because I feel like every show should be like that.
I think I have to agree with you. Like, my rating is probably something like 2 out of 10 yeah. for the show. I would rather watch that god-awful animated Godzilla series of mm-hmm. movies again than watch this.
At least they had a goddamn plot.
Right,
but.
And, like, the characters grew in some way, shape, or form. This... It's so, honestly, everybody, it's so hard to rate this show because it felt like it was nothing. Like, it's not even like I want to give it a 0 out of 10. It's like, I feel like I don't want to give it a number. Like, I just want to write N-A because nothing happened that I feel like I could really rate. I guess, like, I give it a 2 because, you know, I'm a sucker for the fantasy stuff, but it wasn't very good. It didn't handle it very well. It didn't do it in like a it wasn't like shit, like it did it wrong. It just didn't do anything. I think the reason I'm gonna knock it down a lot though is because I absolutely fucking hated the animation. It was really lazy looking. It looked cheap as hell. I hate this 3D thing they're doing. But on top of all that, it made the action sequences just suck. Like, I think the fight with the Cyclops was okay when the pawn's doing stuff with like the fire arrows and shit. But like the dragon fight, I'm like, I don't care. It looks terrible. It looks boring. You know, I don't want to watch this. And that was really the sentiment of the whole. It's like, I don't feel like watching this. Watched it to finish. Ultimately, by the end, we were watching it to get to this episode here that we're giving you guys. And it is a solid do not recommend. Like, it's not even good. It's maybe good for background noise. But even then, the minute you're done doing what you're doing, you're not going to want to watch it. You're going to switch to something else. Watch Castlevania. It's a way better version of a video game show. Like, infinitely better. The sequence when they start playing the main theme and they're fighting in Dracula's castle, goosebumps. This show, snores. So I think that will finally do it for Dragon's Dogma, and we can just pretend like this didn't happen, at least until Netflix decides to do a season 2. Fingers crossed they don't, or if they do, they really put in the time for it. But, Amber, what are we doing next week on the main feed?
Next week, we're going to start our 2-week countdown to Halloween. With Lighthouse.
That's right. We are diving into the Robert Pattinson and Willem Dafoe horror movie, The Lighthouse. So many people have suggested we do this movie. Neither of us has seen it, so we're kind of going to our more new style here. Unlike our last main feed episode with Scott Pilgrim, we've never seen it. So many people have suggested it. I'm excited for this one. I've heard nothing but good things. I think I've heard maybe one or two things that kind of threw people off, but it was in such a way where like you just weren't expecting it. And it's like, oh, whatever. And the show goes on. How you feel about this one coming up?
I think it'll be pretty good.
Yeah, I'm excited for it. The week after that, we are going to be celebrating Halloween with Lovecraft Country, the HBO series. That will be done, and we'll be talking about the whole season that just sort of went through. So if you have the opportunity, we suggest catching up on that. If you want to watch that, get ready for the new episode. You know, the last week of October, we'll be talking about Lovecraft Country. And so far, I gotta say, it's a fantastic show. It's got the creepiness to it and that nastiness. And I'm really curious. I'm really curious how it's going to end. But more on both of those when we start our countdown to Halloween. But until all of that, I am one of your hosts, Thomas.
I'm Amber.
And this is So What Happens Next, Small Screens. See you guys next time.
See ya. Thank you.